Good evening, sir. I know it's not common to accept job interviews at such a late hour, so thank you for taking the time. No, I like the compliment. I was unsure who would see the photo I attached, but I'm glad it was you. Should we sit down here? I've never had a job interview next to a Christmas tree before. Still up, I guess. Yes, I did specifically ask for you to handle my application because I think the skills I have are better explained to you than to the rest of the management here. And also because of who you are and what I've seen of you. I'm glad you asked. I have been reading up on you, frankly, a lot. Would you like me to lay it all out on the table for you, sir? I guess we can start with the obvious rather than dance around it. I spent a great deal of time studying the allegations against you. Harassment, assault, rape, drugging one girl, groping another during a public meeting, coercing another to stay late to be used, whipping your cock out and jerking off in front of another. It's quite the list to go through, if I do say so myself. And who knows how many other similar stories you hide behind those terrifying eyes of yours. I took special interest in one story. No, it wasn't the biggest one, even though it was mentioned at the trial where you had to defend yourself. I'm referring to the one about you inviting a girl over to your house for a date. And then, well, allegedly, immediately slamming her against the wall, choking her with one hand, and repeatedly slapping her face with the other one. According to her testimony, you then used, what was it? Implicit threats to make her stay and watch a series with her as if nothing had happened. But what caught my attention the most was what she did the day after. Do you still have her message? I bet you treasure it, don't you? After all, it's most likely what allowed you to walk. Yesterday, you shut my slutty little mouth up good. Makes me want to get on my knees for you. She must have felt such conflicting emotions, right? Writing that to you and then accusing you and dragging you to court just weeks later? Do you think she was rightfully punished for her betrayal? You feel let down when your survivors don't behave, don't you? No, I'm not done. Be quiet and listen to me. 40 different accusers and the similar patterns. You pull a girl's hair firmly against her will and force your fingers down her throat. And the next day, she sends you nudes with little messages about how only you have ever been able to grab and control her like that. Do you know that some people on the internet spend whole working weeks analyzing these women? The links and articles they share are an interesting read. The shock and sense of appallment at the thought of a girl running right into the arms of her abuser, sometimes even defending him to the end. That turns you on, doesn't it? I can see how it played out between you so clearly in my mind. I bet they thought you were so talented, rich, handsome. Not one of them could hide how starstruck she was. Am I right? And you made them feel special. Gained their trust bit by bit. That's why they finally left their drinks unattended. That's why they focused on your loving, tender sides when they let you drive them home with bruises and marks around their necks just after you'd made them cry in fear and pain. I bet they all thought they could change you. Am I wrong? No, don't be afraid, sir. In fact, make me afraid. Why do you think I read those stories? Do you honestly think I would study your survivors to avoid being one of them? If I insisted on meeting you here alone, late, with no witnesses? What am I doing? Come on, you can say it to me. I'm baiting you, and I fucking love it. Honestly, do you think I've spent nights reading theories about rape culture to get upset? Or do you think I was looking for ideas to provoke you, get your attention? I know the numbers. 80% of women who have been assaulted know the person who did it. That's why I had to stalk you online, to get to know you. No, I don't want to make this hard. I specifically picked my makeup and my outfit for this interview by looking up what would most likely get me blamed if a man forced himself upon me. I was successful, wasn't I? Pick your jaw up from the floor. I'm not like those other girls. I won't try to change you. You won't have to bring out that fake, tender side with me, ever. You won't have to make me dependent on your money to keep using me. You won't have to turn me into some robot who tries to deny my true self. I won't send you nudes as some bizarre way of trying to understand you. I'll send them because you will threaten and extort me into it. And that's what I want. I won't regain psychological mastery over you. That's for pussies. I want your abuse. You know, those women you have known, they're nothing but pathetic people pleasers. None of them have actually wanted to please you. But I will. They call themselves survivors and do everything they can to refuse to be victims. But when you're done with me, I will be a victim. And I will own that. And all those so-called experts claiming that rape fantasies don't have anything to do with actually wanting it. We both know how wrong they are, don't we? Sexual blame avoidance. What the fuck do they know? They were all asking for it. I know they were. I know the patterns. They start by resisting you. And then they give in. I bet you'd like to see me break like that, huh? See me flinch from the surprise of having the gentle, handsome boss suddenly grabbing me and choking me and punching me right in the... No! No, 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 help! Somebody! No, sir, please, please. I didn't mean... Understand. You'll whip it out in front of me like you did with the other girls? I won't complain, sir. I'll watch you stroke your... No. No, sir. I don't deserve air unless your cock is in my mouth. Sir, but if I breathe like this, am I doing okay? I can go faster if you... No. I understand, sir. I won't talk. I'll suck instead. Yes. Yes. Use me however you want. Speak out of line again. I swear. You're right, sir. My slutty whore face is only getting what it deserves. Yes. Yes, I'm your fleshlight, sir, and nothing else, sir. Yes, I deserve this for challenging you, sir. Yes. I told you to try and break me. I understand. Ha ha ha! Please, don't rip my panties off too. No, no, please, sir. You'll hurt me. I'm not wet. No, I'm not. Not ready for you to. Sir, please stop this now. I was only baiting you to. God. It was just a fantasy. It wasn't real. Don't do this to me, sir. I'll never be normal ever again, sir. Please. Sir, if you're gonna rape me, at least hurt me. I can't bear this. God, fuck. Yes, please again. Fuck. Don't be a fucking pussy. Just do it harder. Do I? No, sir. Don't make me come like this, I beg you. Just do something to ruin it. Just, ow, my hair. It doesn't help. Nothing helps. I'm just a worthless set of holes for you to claim. Mark your territory with your cum. I'm coming. I'm being raped. What have I done? One more time, sir. I deserve it. Of course, sir. Only when it pleases you. Please? Please hire me, sir. I'll do anything. I'll let you rape me whenever you want. After hours. At your meetings and lunch in the bathroom. I won't resist ever again. I swear, sir. And if anyone else accuses you of anything, I promise I'll be the best character witness in the world, sir. What? You'll think about it? That's great. Would you take off the duct tape and... No? You'll think about that too? Yes, yes, sir. I understand, sir. I am nothing. I am nothing, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you.